With no further ado, we are ready to hand this over to Teen Challenge. Come on up.
Thank you. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here this morning. Yes, God is doing so much. This world is so chaos right now. But praise God, the Lord has an answer, right? He has an answer. And so Teen Challenge is a one-year residential program where they get
I had
truth.
A pretty decent childhood.
The Word, 24/7. And after sitting under that for a year and you start hearing the truth of God's Word, something's got to give. And that's what you're seeing here today. I'm going to start with a video of one of our success stories. So go ahead and watch this, and then we'll have
I had a pretty decent childhood growing up. My mom gave me, everything I needed plus extras. She loved me. I was a straight-A student. I was a star athlete. But yet, I connected more with the quote-unquote stoners. You know, eventually one day, years later, found meth. And when I found that, it completely just changed everything in my life. I couldn't control what I was hearing, what I was seeing, and that was the scariest place that I'd ever been into, that I was about to lose my mind. So I was born and raised here in Oildale, California. As a small child, I was molested. And I know that that is what opened the door for my drug addiction. The first time I ever got high, I was 11 years old. And it just continued on. I felt like it was a kind of a win-win, because instantly, I'm not hurting anymore. I'm not angry anymore. It's gone. Whew. Man, was that a trick of the enemy. I ended up being in places that I would never, ever go in my natural right mind. I was so scared that I was gonna die. I was pretty close. I reached out and I called my mom and I said, "Will you please come and get me?" She took me to meet with some members, an associate pastor, and Pastor David. He said, "You gotta go to Teen Challenge." I walked through the doors of Kern County Teen Challenge within 2 days. Man, was I scared. But then it was the best decision that I ever made. Right here in this room, in this chapel, is where I found freedom. For the first time in my life, I actually felt free from the bondage all the years. And Jesus began to speak to my heart. He knew that I was a stubborn-hearted, crazy girl. After completing Teen Challenge in January of 2014, I said, "This isn't enough, we gotta continue." I heard the Lord say it, "You're going all the way. You're gonna complete Teen Challenge, you're gonna go to TCMI, and then you're gonna become staff." And I did all of those things. And I got to pour into countless women's lives over a course of 5 years. I got to teach women the Word of God. I got to teach them how to apply God's Word to their life so that they can find freedom. And Teen Challenge is just such a special place. It's always going to be home for me. And I'm just so grateful. I actually literally have my dream job. I got hired on with the Kern High School District as a substance abuse specialist. So I am North High School's drug and alcohol counselor. So God brought everything around back full circle. I'm seeing the seeds that are being planted turn into, you know, beautiful fruit-giving trees. And I'm a grandma today. If it wasn't for Teen Challenge, I would have never met her. I would have never, because I would be dead today. Yeah, I'm just grateful. I finally have peace in my heart today, oh, in my mind, thank you, Jesus, because that was the scariest place. And I have joy today. I walk around with pure joy. I thank Teen Challenge, but more importantly, I thank Jesus for saving me and setting me free.
I welcome the girls to come on up. What an amazing success story. As a substance abuse teacher in the high school where she did all her drug area, that is, only God could figure that one out, right? So Teen Challenge is a one-year residential program, but the first 3 months they're in Kern County, where they come straight from the streets or from jail, or some of them don't have any clothes and hadn't slept for days. Remember those days, guys? Lived underneath the bridges, and you know how you see people out there, you think, is there any hope for them? Yes, there is hope for them. That God has created a place called Teen Challenge to give them hope. But during that 3 months, we do lose a lot there because they think they're better after one day. Because they slept an eight, you know. But then when they get to Ventura, this is where really the rubber meets the road. This is where the second phase is, where they really learn God's word. They renew their mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know what his plan is for your life. And the only way you can do that is by meditating on his truth and his word, the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't take any credit. We're just servants, and we just facilitate what God wants to do up there. So, yeah, we're a big success rate up there because Jesus is if you put your heart into this program and you want Jesus with all your heart, you're going to be a success, 100%, 100%. So we're going to start with our first song called The Battle Belongs. And I'm telling you, I'm going to encourage you, the battle is won on your prayer closet, on your knees. That's where it's won. And so that's what this song is. Thank you. I'm seeing a lot of tears up there this morning, and you know why that is? Because they feel the presence of God here, and they're grateful. They are so grateful what God's delivered them from. These ladies are redeemed. They're redeemed.
Good morning. My name is Sandra, and I'm 37 years old. I was born in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. I came to this country with both parents to have a better life. As a childhood, my childhood was poor. As growing up, I was raised in an environment of gang violence, drug addiction. At the age of 14, I decided to join in a gang. I was introduced to methamphetamine and cocaine. From then, drugs started becoming heavier for me. I was on coke for a lot of years. I was an IV user, heroin. I have five beautiful children. They got all taken away from me due to my drug use. As growing up, it's just led me to homeless streets, lost and bound, confused of this word. We were raised as a Catholic. We never went to church. Here and there, once in a blue moon, as I could remember, just once I remember that we went to church. I never knew nothing about God or Jesus. So as I was growing up, I had overdosed over my heroin addiction. I woke up in the hospital the next following day, lost, confused, still didn't know what to do, went back again to my drug use. 2021, I lost my dad due to his addiction. That's when I went downhill. I walked into the doors of Teen Challenge Bakersfield of this year on March. I was completely lost, broken, 5150, hearing voices, suicide thoughts. God, what God is doing now in my life is he has restored my mind. He has teaching me that there is a real God. I believe I have chosen to follow Jesus. I believe that he is real. And he's been restoring my children's little by little. I'm still believing on that. And the verse that I stand is on Matthew 28:20. I'm always with you.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for supporting Teen Challenge. We need Teen Challenge more than anything. We need this kind of ministry right now. It is rampant out there what's going on mentally. But 5150, that's amazing. But she's not that anymore. You're 100%, 100%. Yeah. Do you want to give your testimony? You can.
Hi, my name is Gisela. I'm from Tulare, California. I was married, my marriage lasted up to 23 years. In 2023, that's when I started falling into drugs, alcohol. My kids weren't talking. I have three girls, actually I have four kids, three girls and one son. I lost my son. I'm sorry. I'm really grateful to be here. Every time I try to stand up to say my testimony, I'm sorry, but I just keep trying and trying. But I lost my son over abuse. He abused me, and I was six and a half, almost 7 months pregnant when I lost him, and it was just, everything just fell apart. He just decided to go a different route. So, and then my girls just stopped talking to me, and my sister, and then I just kept moving around, and I ended up at my sister's. She lives in Kingsburg, where I just kept doing drugs, using drugs, getting high, getting drunk, and she couldn't see me like that no more. She's just like, no, sister, mine's gonna be coming inside my doors, being like this. Like, I'm afraid, and she was just afraid of me, and I was gonna lose my life. Actually, that day I was trying to end my life, and it wasn't gonna have it. So she took me to Teen Challenge March 11th. I've been in the program for 6 months now, and so little by little, I never knew about God. I have restoration with my daughters. I've been talking to them and just having a relationship with them. God is the one doing that for me. And I have 5 grandbabies, and I'm getting to know them and getting to know me. And it's just a wonderful thing that's been happening in my life since I've been here. So, but thank you.
Good job. God restores families and relationships back, and he does it by his Holy Spirit. There's no answer. There's no book you can go read how to do that. God does that. Amen. Come on down here.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I'm 33 years old. I'm from Fresno, California. I was adopted when I was 4. I was raised in church. My dad was in the army. I wasn't really raised around a bad lifestyle. My mom was very abusive. She put me through all different types of abuse, physically, mentally, emotionally. So it kind of pushed me away, you know, and then my parents divorced when I was 12, and I was stuck with my mom. I kind of just, went down a really bad road, you know. I got into drugs. I got pregnant when I was young. I have 6 beautiful children, all who I gave up for adoption. I really went down a path. I got into crime. I went to federal prison for 5 years. While I was in jail, the father of my children was murdered. And I kind of turned my back on God. I thought, why would he take him away from me, you know? Why would he just take him? I loved him so much, you know? And, you know, I've thought of this recently, that he showed me, you know, if I wouldn't have been in jail and prison, I would have been there with him, you know, and I wouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here, you know? And there's a reason for everything, you know? I've went through everything that I went through for God to help me to help other people, you know? And he's so amazing, you know? I have restoration with my dad. I have restoration with my sister, my kids, you know? He is just so great. He's given me such peace and forgiveness of myself. I forgive myself, you know? And that was something that I just recently, you know, realized, you know, I really have to forgive myself, because what's the use of God forgiving me if I can't forgive myself, you know? And he's so great. He does great things. I'm really thankful for Teen Challenge.
So her federal probation officer came up to Teen Challenge before she was transferred to Ventura and met me and wanted to know, what is this place? I'm going to take her case, but what is this? So I showed them all around, and she goes, I like it. I don't understand it, but I like it. So I'm going to take the case. So she comes up, surprise, every month. But, you know, she's spreading the word. There's something out there that I can't explain. There's a place that we can put these people where I can't explain. And so it's good to have law enforcement recognize you like that. So it's wonderful to do that. Let me think here. Want to?
Hi, my name is Genevieve. I'm 18 years old. My dad was in the Coast Guard growing up, and I moved around a lot, so I didn't really establish a real relationship with anyone, and I was always moving around. And then I went to different schools as well, so around 15 years old, middle school, I started using drugs and stuff. And then I was in and out of rehabs, adolescent rehabs, until my mom found Teen Challenge and researched it for me. And ever since then, I've been getting restoration with my family. And I'm really grateful for God and all the blessings that he's done in my life so far. And I can't wait for what he has in store for me.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm from Orange County. I had both my parents growing up. I went to school, college, and everything. I got in a bad accident and ended up getting addicted to pain pills. And then after that, my dad passed away, and my boyfriend within like 6 months of each other. This is years later after. And after that, I lost my house and my job, and I ended up on Skid Row for addicted to fentanyl for about 3-4 years. And I was completely broken and lost and ended up in a coma for a month. And when I woke up from my coma, my uncle was there, and he asked me if I was ready to change my life. And I said, yeah. So he brought me to Teen Challenge, and that's where I met God. And I learned how to have a real relationship with God. And I'm finding out who I am in him, and that I am worthy more than ever. And I have restoration with my family. And the verse that I stand on is 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast about you, my weaknesses, so the power of Christ can work through me. Sorry, I'm so nervous. Thank you.
How many girls were living in the street before you came in? Raise your hand. Okay, these guys are living in the street. Skid Row is it's really tough. That's down in Los Angeles. We see it on the news all the time. But for a young girl to be there for 3 years, she can tell us some stories. But God rescued her. Yes. Amen. And I heard you share one time with somebody. When we see you guys out there under the bridge or whatever, what impacts you? And you said, just be kind. Just say something kind to us. So if you see somebody and they're like, you're right there in their face, just tell them there's hope or something. Tell them something and then tell them about Teen Challenge. and they're going to need a helping hand to get in. We need a good Samaritan that will put them on their donkey and bring them to Teen Challenge, you know? And actually help pay for it, it said, too. And he said, came back, I'll give you more money to keep going here. So be that good Samaritan out there in our community, guys, and you are. You already are. That's why we're here. So God bless you, Pastor. It's a pleasure to meet you. What a blessing. And we feel God's presence here. I mean, I don't see them cry like this often in a choir outing like this, but he's here. He's here. So thank you guys so much. We love you. We're going to end with our last song, and Brittany's going to lead us into it. Please join us in worship. And again, thank you for having us.
A blood that cost a life, that paid my way. Death its price, and when it flowed down from the cross, my sins were gone, my sins forgot. There is a grave they try to hide. This precious blood they gave us life, but in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in our defense. that sights the blind, that heals the sick, the lonely he finds. He has the power to free the bound as chains they fall upon the ground. So pour it out and cleanse our souls, and let his liquid glory flow. They try to hide this precious blood. They gave us life, but in 3 days,
he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense.
So I come.
Man, amen. Thank you guys so much for sharing your testimonies. Knuckles. Man, super, super encouraging. One of the things that I was talking to them just for a moment beforehand, and they mentioned that, and tell me if I'm getting this right, you guys were all prepared to give your testimony, right? Maybe not all. Well, I got one no. she's like, are you going to make me? But I was just thinking for everyone here who hopes in Jesus, like what an amazing practice that would be, that like you have your testimony ready. You don't know, am I going or am I not going? Is it my day or is it not my day? To have our hearts prepared in that way, I think is a really cool picture for us. And so as you go and as you hear these stories, it's a really good practice for us to go, hey, would I be ready right now to give my story? And I just want to thank you guys so much for coming and encouraging us. And one of my best friends, he's preached here once before, James Salazar, he went through Teen Challenge program, And he has been faithfully serving the Lord and just living it now for, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And so God is just getting started in your life, and stick with it because beautiful things are happening. I want to pray for you guys, and then Jeff's going to come up and lead us in the doxology, and then we'll be dismissed. So dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the hope that we have in your Son. Lord, we pray that you would just, continue to bless Teen Challenge, not only here in Ventura, Lord, but just around the country. Lord, would you continue to make fruitful gains, Lord, in your kingdom because of this ministry, Lord. And I pray that you would strengthen and encourage each of them. And Lord, I pray that as we've heard these testimonies this morning, that it would strengthen and encourage us in our faith, that we would be willing and able to fully stand up for you, Father, Lord. And would we be prepared to share our story in the same way they were prepared to share theirs, Lord. We thank you for that example and the goodness of your Son. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
If anyone be in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Seems impossible, doesn't it? But with our God, through Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Amen. We praise him for his blessing. Let's sing doxology together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Teen Challenge Choir, stand up. Church Choir, stand up. Here's our note. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.